Walk into any music store in Kenya, Tanzania, or Uganda. You'll find the latest hip-hop, pop, and R&B artists. They've got Fat Joe, they've got Shaggy, they've got Britney, Whitney, Brandy. But Radio Radio on the Wall, who is the most requested singer of them all? Well, listen to what NPR's Gwen Tompkins discovered in Nairobi.
Radio stations are, generally speaking, places with bad carpet. A lot of young people lying around who suddenly burst into activity and then lie around again. Dim lighting and an unusual amount of duct tape holding everything together. That's the way it is around the world, and Kamene FM, a community station here in Nairobi, Kenya, is no different. These are young, hip 20-somethings wearing the latest fashions who look as if they should be in one of those ads for Cadillac Escalades or some other product that caters to a discerning black clientele. But when the on-air light flashes, Kamene FM can sound like a modern-day Louisiana hayride.
Take me out to the ball game.
That's Trace Adkins, whose song Take Me Out to the Ball Game is a local favorite. They've got him, Shania Twain, Alan Jackson, Tim McGraw, and even some scratchy old Johnny Cash recordings. But those folks don't mean diddly in Kenya, next to the king of country music.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep.
Kenya is Kenny Rogers' territory. Nearly everyone else is just passing through.
And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold.
If Kenny Rogers came to Kenya, I know he got a following because people really love that dude.
That's Paul Thangwa. He has a four-hour country music show every Sunday on Kamene Radio that runs from 8 p.m. until midnight. That's on top of the one-hour country music shows Kamene FM runs every other day of the week. Thangwa says The Gambler is one of the top requested songs of all time at the station and at every other radio station in Kenya. But the listeners apparently want more.
I don't go like 2 weeks without playing Coward of the County or Daytime Friends, Nighttime Lovers.
Daytime Friends. Lovers, hoping no one else discovers where they go, what they do in their secret hideaway.
But every king needs a queen, and in these parts, no other royalty comes close to Dolly Parton. And though not many people here know about her latest recordings, they still treasure the early hits. They're the duets she had with Porter Wagoner, of course. Remember, I Know You're Married, But I Love You Still? And she's even done a couple with Kenny Rogers. But no DJ worth his CD stacks would come on air without knowing exactly where to pull this honey.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us. And how my mama put the rags to use.
Think about it. More than any other American popular music, country music tells a story. And who would appreciate storytelling more than a people who come from an oral storytelling tradition? In Africa, radio beats television in popularity and availability. So what's important on radio is what's important to Africa.
Although we had no money, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors, my mama made for me.
Radio Citizen is targeted at, I'll use the Swahili word, mwananchi, the man in the street, the lower end of the economic spectrum.
That's Fred Afune, the program director at Radio Citizen, a commercial station that is planning to launch a new country music show. He says Coat of Many Colors resonates with his listeners for a reason.
The people you find in the slums of Kibera, the people you find in the rural areas, the people who are struggling to put food on the table, take their kids to school, the people who are frustrated by the politicians, the government, who feel let down, the masses.
Radio Citizen used to have a country show, but gave it up about 6 months ago. Instead, they peppered country songs throughout their entire regular rotation and lived to regret it.
Comparatively, when I look at the quarter that I was playing country and the two quarters that I haven't been playing country completely, there's a listenership deep at that particular hour.
And not just any country music will do. Kenyans mostly enjoy country songs from the 1970s and 80s, a time when artists were moseying onto the pop charts with ballads and other songs that have been described as country-politan. Crystal Gayle, the young Randy Travis, Vince Gill, and the much-beloved Don Williams, perhaps the biggest chart-topping country star of the 1970s. Remember Living on Tulsa Time? But not all country music is about American destinations. Here's a hit by a world-famous Kenyan-born artist that makes everybody here stand just a little bit taller. Ladies and gentlemen, Roger Whittaker.
My land is Kenya, so warm and wild and free. You'll always stay with me here in my heart. My land is Kenya.
Most of the country music talks about country life, talks about the farm life, and so on. So that kind of environment was abundantly available, yeah, where I was born. But it was not until I came into broadcasting that I decided I should also contribute to the advancement of country music.
Henry Makoka heads programming for the Kenya Broadcasting Corporation, the nation's oldest and largest radio station. Makoka says the allure of country music in Africa is its iconic characters, the gamblers and the highwaymen, the hand-wringing mothers and the cocksure sons, the Rubies, the Lucilles, the Jolines, the grievous angels, and the folks who just ain't no good. These are the characters whose stories Kenyans identify with more than anything that smells like teen spirit.
Every day I make an effort, dear, to forget you and your memories.
Recognize that song? It's called Love is Unfair by CDM Kiratu, a Kenyan country music artist.
Lonely me, lonely heart. I need someone to whisper to me.
No one here seems to dwell on the irony that Nashville, with the exception of Ray Charles and Charlie Pride, promotes white singers almost exclusively. And some of those singers have not always embraced a, let's say, multicultural vision. But those aren't the politics that necessarily interest Kenyan listeners. Henry Makoka says Kenyans concentrate on the songs themselves and what social or political message a song like The Coward of the County might have for them.
People, when they are fighting for their rights, they can even use that song, you know, to give meaning, you know, to their cause. So it's not just a question of interpretation.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong.
Think about it. For 24 years, Kenya was ruled by a dictatorship in which few people challenged the government without serious personal consequences. That ended in 2002 when Daniel Arap Moi was voted peacefully out of office. For Kenyans, change took guts.
And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Which brings us full circle to the lesson of guts versus timing. As if the coward of the county was on the train the night that old gambler turned up his toes for the last time. From Nashville to Nairobi, the lesson is the same. You gotta know when to hold 'em and know when to fold 'em. Somewhere in this story is an ace that you can keep. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
But everybody lives, that's one place where he was born. And mine is Kenya.